this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, I will be rambling about the 80s and really whatever pops into my mind. I've always been very fascinated by the 80s, and in particular with their music. I figured today I would just ramble about popular artists and songs during this time period, and of course I'll just ramble wherever my mind takes me. Now, before jumping into this episode, I'd like to thank Helix Mattress. You've heard me talk about Helix a few times on this podcast, and I'm still in love. I haven't gotten out of the honeymoon phase with these guys just yet. Simply put, Helix is obsessed about creating a personalized mattress for each customer. So whether you're 5'3 and weigh 140 pounds or 6'5 and weigh 350, Helix has the right mattress for you. All you have to do is visit helixsleep.com/relax and take their 2-minute sleep quiz, which will help match you with the perfect mattress for you. Personally, I am sleeping on the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a medium feel mattress. Sits nice and high and is supremely comfortable and supportive. It's not too firm, not too soft. It's the perfect medium, and it's just a pleasure to sleep on every night. Definitely one of the most underrated aspects of the mattress is its motion isolation. I can move around and get out of bed without disturbing my significant other, so she, of course, is in love with this mattress as well. Right now, Helix is offering up to $125 off mattress orders, so visit helixsleep.com/relax for $125 off your mattress order. One more time, that's helixsleep.com/relax for $125 off your order. Thanks to Helix. And now let's jump into this episode. So, I didn't really I just put a few bullet points for this episode. You know, I don't know how you get ready to study or how you study best. I've always been the kind of person that by just having, you know, basically a few bullet points of the main topics, I kind of remembered best. I had a classmate of mine that she would write down the things that she wanted to remember. She would basically write them down 5 or 6 times, word for word, to try and remember. But I'm not like that. The first artist from the 80s that I put up here was Carly Simon. And the song that I was listening to right before playing this, right before recording this episode was You're So Vain. Is a song about a self-absorbed lover who Simon puts on blast and calls it out the way it is. Right? You're so vain, you probably think this song is about you. How great is that? Now, I think the original speculation for this song was that it was referring to Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. And he actually sings in the background of the song. By the 3rd or 4th time she sings a chorus, you can clearly hear his voice as like a backup vocalist, so it's like a brilliant touch. But I think at the end of the day, the song is supposed to be about Warren Beatty. And he's actually so vain, he probably loves it. this is just one of those songs that if you're in a car, if you're in a trip, a car trip with, or a road trip, I should say. Why did I say car trip? If you're in a road trip with, like, a couple other people, and this song comes on, it's just, like, the perfect song to kind of belt out all together. Up next on my notes, I put Hall and Oates. Now, when I think of Hall and Oates, I think of great mustaches. And in that same vein, if I had to compile a Hall of Fame of great mustaches, the best mustaches of all time, I would include Rolly Fingers, Freddie Mercury, Burt Reynolds, and Charlie Chaplin. So that's my Hall of Fame of mustaches. If I had to do a Hall of Fame of soul patches, it would include Billy Ray Cyrus, Howie Mandel, Garth Brooks, or Chris Gaines. I'm not sure if Garth rocked the soul patch as Garth or as Chris. And can you believe the whole thing with Garth Brooks as Chris Gaines? Originally, I think the idea was for a movie or something like that, but I don't think the movie actually was ever made. So anyway, Garth Brooks comes up with this persona that he used to venture into rock music. Now, what I don't really know is if at that time it was actually a surprise, or if everyone knew it was Garth Brooks and he just played himself. Chris Gaines, really? You want to assume a personality of a rock star and you use the name Chris Gaines, not Max Metal, Frank Solo, Lonnie Strums, no, like none of those. I mean, I think if a rock star had the name Lonnie Strums or Max Metal or something like that, I think that has a little more cachet. But he went with Chris Gaines. And if you look at the Wikipedia page for Chris Gaines, the middle name, the official middle name of Chris Gaines is Pearl. Chris Pearl Gaines. This was the persona that Garth Brooks used. And the best he could do was a fictitious rocker with the middle name of Pearl. I bet you could just imagine when they come up with this whole idea. So Garth, we're going to pitch you this great idea. You're going to assume an alternative personality, an alter ego, if you will. And we want you to become Chris Gaines. And he said, okay, I love that. But here's the thing, if I'm going to be called Chris Gaines, I need to have the middle name. Sure about that? You want the name of your alter ego that you can name it anything at all? You want him to have the middle name Pearl? You're sure about this? Super sure. Just unbelievable. If I had to make, in addition to the soul patch, Fame, I think I'd go with the guy from Smashing. No, Smash Mouth. I almost said Smashing Pumpkins. I don't think Billy Corgan ever had any facial hair. Until now, I think. But I think when Smashing Pumpkins were like touring and doing all that, I don't think he had any facial hair. I wonder what it's like to be a rock star and you don't have like the great hair to kind of like flip and jump up and down and make look really cool while you're on stage. I mean, I also wonder what it's like to be so famous for one singular thing. Because, for example, when you think of Smash Mouth, you think of All Star. That's it, one single thing. You know, I know that Smash Mouth had, you know, like Walking on the Sun. Okay, so I guess that they had, like, you know, they had a couple of other songs that became pretty popular, but for the most part, when people think of Smash Mouth, they think of All Star. I wonder if that was because of the Shrek movie, or did that song achieve meme status before Shrek even came out? Actually, I saw Shrek not that long ago because I have little cousins and, you know, they're two little girl cousins and they love watching Barbie and My Little Pony and whatever stuff like that. And we were on Netflix and Shrek came up and they hadn't seen Shrek and I was just trying to not watch another My Little Pony. And so I told him, let's watch Shrek. And the one thing that really stuck out to me was when I was younger and watching Shrek, I couldn't believe how amazing it looked. I thought, like, this movie looks just so unbelievably. The graphics are amazing. I feel like Shrek is a real person. And upon rewatching, I was stunned how poorly it's aged. I mean, if you compare the way that Shrek looks, Shrek 1, to say Moana, I mean, it's the water in Moana looks like water that you can drink right off of the screen. That's how amazing it looks. But it really just stuck out to me how poorly it aged in terms of the art and animation. Not the story. I love the story. Shrek is one of my favorite kid movies. Love that movie, but either way, yeah, so when you think of Smash Mouth, you think of All Star. But I suppose it's better than being Kevin Little and being known for Turn Me On. Now, if you were around back in the day when the song Turn Me On made a big splash for no reason, it's not that great of a song, but people eat it up like it was some kind of modern classic tune in the making. It wasn't. It was a cheesy dance song with sexual innuendos, and Kevin Little will forever be known for singing Turn Me On into a microphone. And look, again, I know that there are some great one-hit wonders. You know, La Macarena Yeah, what a one-hit wonder that was. I think UB40 had a couple good songs, but I mean, come on, it's Red Red Wine. You know, that's what people know UB40 for. Nice little party song, good to get drunk to. But then you have Kevin Little Turn Me On. And then, for that matter, you had this guy, James White, or whatever his name was. James Little, or the one that sang You're Beautiful. I think it was James something. And you get these one-hit wonders that you just wonder why. Hoobastank. The reason, I'm sorry, that song is not good. People at the time were singing You're the Reason in clubs as if it were the second coming of Michael Jackson. I mean, come on, guys. But whatever. I will be known for whispering into a microphone, so I really shouldn't be saying too much, I suppose. Included the Beatles in my notes, but I kind of started thinking, do the Beatles count as 80s? Because they transcended multiple decades. But I'm not sure what most people consider to be their best decade. Maybe the 70s. The 70s included Hey Jude, Let It Be, The Long and Winding Road, Yesterday, Back in the USSR, Twist and Shout, Obladi Oblada, St. Pepper's, With a Little Love for My Friend, so I'm not sure. Maybe the 60s would be considered like the kind of prime Beatles era. Funny enough, my favorite Beatles song isn't a Beatles song, but rather Paul McCartney and the Wings. So, as odd as it may sound, my favorite song from the Beatles as a group or as an individual is by Paul McCartney, which is Silly Love Songs. Just a majestic track. I just find like it just puts me in a good spirit every time I listen to it, and it forces me to want to sing to it. Maybe my favorite song made during the 70s is Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips. I dare you to find a more soulful song. If that song doesn't get you moving both on the outside and inside, then I don't know what's wrong with you. That song makes my heart wave from side to side and makes me want to have a big meal with friends and family. Play that song while you're just sitting around a weekend with friends or family, and you'll get that moving from side to side. Definitely a song that gives me that same effect as Use Me by Bill Withers. Just another very soulful masterpiece. Although that song reminds me mostly of Starsky and Hutch. The remake with Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson with Vince Vaughn as a bad guy. Apparently that movie only got a 62% on Rotten Tomatoes, which to me is absolutely ludicrous. I'm putting my figurative foot down. That movie is absolutely better than a 62% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's the perfect little family comedy. You know, some funny moments, decent enough script, decent enough acting. associate Starsky & Hutch with some very nice memories when I was younger, because my mom would buy me random DVDs and I would watch them, and Starsky & Hutch was one of those movies, and just reminds me of, you know, a little bit of my childhood, just having a good time with my mom. She also got me, I remember, the movie Boomerang with Eddie Murphy, where he was like this big-time womanizer. That movie probably hasn't aged that well. Meet the Fockers. Meet the Fockers was another one that she gave me that I just watched and kept on rewatching. Song by Bill Withers reminds me of Starsky and Hutch, because there's a scene where they all party and, yeah, you know, stuff happens. It's weird, the things that stick with you as you grow up. That scene, Starsky and Hutch, and the movie in general. It's not actually something that memorable or significant in my life, but I remember it so well. But I don't know, certainly, at least in my case, I remember things that are just seemingly so silly. Like some stupid other memories I have. One, for example, getting into a discussion with my uncle about baseball, which got so heated, I asked him not to come to my championship game. I was 7 years old. I remember a specific bus ride on the way from school where a guy gave me the middle finger. It didn't scare me, it wasn't memorable, it just happened, and I remember it. Mother dropping a dessert in her class when I was like 8 years old because she wanted to try my mother's dessert. So she picked it up with a spoon and it just fell into her glass. You know, it was funny, but hardly anything actually important to be remembering as if it happened yesterday. I remember being so upset one time that my grandfather, when I was a kid, I used to eat up entire, you know, like medium-sized pizzas, and I would eat them to myself. Which, you know, in retrospect, obviously, I think my parents should have said, look, I mean, just kind of take it easy. You know, make up half of the pizza and then have half right now and half later. But I was a very dedicated eater at that time, and I sometimes still struggle with that, but my grandfather, when I was younger, would call it collecting his tax. So he would just grab a bite out of my food sometimes, and it never really bothered me. But I remember this one particular time, I didn't want to have any of my pizza. One time I just got so pissed that he wanted to try my pizza, and yeah, he took it, and I got mad, and he just kind of laughed about it, as he should have, and that was it. I remember moving to a new house, and the day we moved in, we lost electricity. At that time, we had one of those portable DVD players that look like tiny brick squares. And I remember watching $2 on the little brick. Maybe at that time it was Meet the Parents. Yeah, it was Meet the Parents, baby. I was just watching the movie with my sisters. I don't know. They're silly things that you remember. I remember a bus ride where a kid threw a little paper ball at the bus driver. This guy was a little bit of a jerk, if I'm being honest. The bus driver, that is. And the kid, obviously, you should never throw anything at anyone. But the bus driver was kind of this very, you know, he wasn't very amicable with the students on the bus. And I remember it just caught me off guard so much, and I just started cracking up. And I remember the eyes of the bus driver looking back, like, who did it? Just random memories, you know what I mean? Things that, like, they didn't have much of an impact in my life, as far as I can tell. And yet I remember them as if they were yesterday. Specific practice of baseball practice that, like I said, there was really nothing that memorable about that day or that practice. I just remember, you know, I remember it, and, you know, the week after we were playing in a tournament, and for some reason that just stuck with me. It wasn't a championship game. It wasn't. Nothing happened that practice. I didn't get into a fight. I didn't hit a ball that went, you know, 500 feet. I just remember that particular baseball practice. Run laps around the basketball court, and I remember he would drink a Pepsi while we were running around, and I just remember thinking, while I'm running around the court, I would do anything to have, you know, a Pepsi right now. And it was like a craving, like for a cigarette or something like that. It was like these harsh cravings. I'm like, oh my god, I would do anything for a little bit of Pepsi right now. Again, just silly, insignificant things. But either way, that is the end of this ramble. I think it was pretty strange and all over the place. I originally wanted to touch on 80s music, and I ended up kind of in the middle of nowhere. So let me know what you think about it. Maybe you want me to be a little more specific for next time. You can always email the show by, or you can always reach the show by emailing me at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. Thanks again to Helix. Remember to visit helixsleep.com/relax for $125 off your mattress order. That's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening.